comes in and gets you through the difficult times so that you can continue on because you can handle 99% of your responsibilities 99% of the time. But without the 1%, everything falls apart. You've got 100 landmines from the front of the room to the back of the room. How many mistakes do we get to make? Well, one?
No, don't get to make any.
You're dead. I don't care how smart you are. Leaders get to be leaders because you don't make mistakes. So the leader, upon times of difficulty, brings in the pilot to remove that 1% ants so there is no mistake. And the combination of the two get from the back to the front. That's why a president, a pre-simulation denture, has advisors. They are pilots to navigate through difficult issues of this planet. He's got hundreds of these pilots. And each one specializes in their fields. And each one of those pilots has pilots that work for them, better known as the CIA, the FBI, NEC, local police, sheriffs, detectives. And they're all out accumulating information. So when the governor says, we got to fix this, let's call in the pilot, see what the pilot's got to do. They had to put a little information. And the Senate gets together, and they're going to come up with a solution. They say, we got to bring in the pilot. So the governor comes in and educates the Senate for that 1% of the responsibility. You see, everybody's got a pilot sitting in the back seat there with his specialty. You got a brain tumor, you call in a pilot. It's called a brain surgeon because you can't fix it the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
He's the specialty. So pilots are relevant. They call every title, every person listed in the yellow pages is a pilot in his own field of specialty. People don't use the word pilot in their language. They don't associate with the word pilot in their environment. I'm a pilot here today as a judge. That's what a judge is. He navigates you through the difficulties of your two different contracts and adjudicates the differences so that the wrongs are corrected, so that the contract can be fulfilled. Does that make sense about a pilot and his responsibilities?
Is a pilot like the same as a respect?
Pilot is anybody that navigates through difficult areas, navigates with difficult vessels.
That's synonymous with captain then at that point?
Yes.
Okay.
He's a pilot. He's a pilot because everybody else on board the ship doesn't know how to navigate with his compass or how to run all the equipment on the engines and all the little technical things. I could do a seminar on every single topic of your pilot's responsibilities, but that's not what we're here for today. We're here to study, to bring up your arguments about using the prepositional phrases and nouns, adverb verbs, adverbs, adjectives, pronouns, and their direction of modification. How to prevent the modification, how to prevent assumption, opinion. We don't want to damage anybody. So we set this court up so that we, the people, can have open discussion and make record to get to build a more perfect world where technology is going to work in harmony with our original thinking, our creation. So when we write on paper, the words reflect the accuracy of our original thought and it's not obstructed, so we wind up in jail because we went ahead and misrepresented language, misrepresented money, and we took something that belonged to us by accident. But the paper says we committed a crime. But that wasn't in our heart. That wasn't in our volition. And we don't need to be destroyed and go to jail because of an accident. We don't want to create an accident. We want to have accuracy in our performance, our duties, accuracy in our duties. Any questions?
This is a bit off the subject, but you said earlier that we would have to vote for truth into the United States. How could that happen if they tear up the votes before they ever get counted? We would have to write it in?
No, that would have to go into a referendum. You petition the voting board and bring an idea before a referendum. they would have an open discussion, probably take about a year before it would actually get on a ballot, if you had an organized
but
campaign.
If it did get on a ballot and everybody voted, and let's say they voted 100% to have it happen, they care about
well, no,
before
no,
they ever get
no, no, because there would be too many people, there'd be too much publicity about something like that.
That would be treason against fiction.
That would be treason against people. The people themselves
vote, though. It's treason against
no, the vote is the place where we bring forward and we agree. Remember, that's the proposition. That's the assignment of authority where we make the rules, we vote on the rules, we accept the rules, and we comply with those rules. And those people that don't comply with those rules, those are the ones that we remove from our society.
But here in Nevada, they use a Sequoia voting machine, and there's no record of anything, and it's whatever they determine it to be.
Yeah, you don't get a little lady in the vote.
Yeah, I mean, they can do whatever they want.
The last election, they tore half of them up before they ever counted them. They shipped them all over the countryside and then made excuses. Even that was on the TV side.
I know there was a lot in that election.
I mean, just here in the state of Nevada with the Sequoia voting machines,
but
just general stuff.
That's subject matter.
If we're trying to get something really good like this to pass, and say everybody wrote it down, they want to write it in, they want this to happen. If our big, fine, wonderful U.S. government interferes and they tear it all up, it's not a good scene. They're still in the power.
This would be a position where an independent, outside voting organization. Like when Argentina, United States went down, and the United States periodically goes into foreign countries that have fallen apart from civil war. Say they stop the war, we are going to conduct an election, a fair, honest election, because they know if they cheat in any way, shape, or form, the civil war will rekindle. So they take away, they tell all the politicians, these are the rules and regulations. You come to this location, everybody votes. And you elect who you're going to elect. And a neutral party that has nothing to gain or lose by that country conducts it. And this goes on all the time. When we were unions and companies, when a union votes on a contract for a company, an independent organization that is not affiliated with the country, with the company, usually controlled by the court system, so that there's no cheating, conducts the voting, and the votes are counted by this independent organization, and both sides have to stand there and watch to see what the end results are, and it's certified to be accurate. And this is the only way you're going to do it. You always have to have a neutral party. There's plenty of organizations around to declare themselves to be honest and neutral to conduct these issues on voting. If the Bush administration wants to control the voting of the next election and says they're going to run that voting, and the Bush administration were to be elected in, they would say that that they were controlling the machines, or if there was any hanky-panky, there would be a lot of eyebrows raised. So the individual goes ahead, we bring in somebody that's totally independent, that cannot be bought or influenced to guarantee that the vote takes place properly.
How long do you think it'll be before that happens?
What?
Before we get the truth in the United States.
I don't know. Well, when we opened up the website 24 months ago, we had roughly 100,000 registered people in our organization. And since the website's been up, we're at 100 million worldwide. We have caller ID. It's certified, all new applicants, and you know that we have a meter running to tell us who's studying. Now, if you look at it, a person who has the intelligence to earn enough money to buy a computer and operate a computer to get on the internet study. The person gets to that level by the time they get they acquire the internet site. They probably have an IQ and an education comparable to understand what they're reading and actually do the study. And with 1 billion minutes a month being read and downloaded off the website, to articulate and go through these programs to learn about procedures, it is safe to say that every time one person learns it, he'll tell 10 more. By accident or by purpose, it will exponential itself. And it's not done through many public advertising. It's just because people look at truth. And they got to look themselves in the mirror every morning. And they feel good about truth. They feel good about being that individual that thinks in the truth. And they want to share that with other people because they don't like to be cheated. They don't like to be lied to. They don't like to be damaged. They don't like to be raped. All those things really feel shitty. Excuse my French. But this is the facts of life. So, yes.
What I find in new is that people are afraid of the truth. They don't want to listen to it.
Truth sometimes just embarrasses a person's own lifestyle, embarrasses what they've learned to date. And when they get to that level of understanding, their truth is so what they always believed to be the truth. Now they find out it's been a manipulation of lies, that they're no more than a puppet on a string. It's very disturbing to them.
Yeah, they don't want to talk to you anymore.
And like I tell a lot of people, as long as you have your Ruffles potato chips, your six-pack of beer, your 600-channel TV, you don't care where the tank parks, as long as the barrel doesn't bump your satellite dish and knock your reception out.
That's right.
And that's the real world.
That's the real
as
world.
As long as we're entertained and delusional and it feels fuzzy and warm, well, then why bother? It's just that when you get to a position in life where you think you're really in control, you wake up one morning and say, we're not in Kansas, Toto, and there's something wrong here, and it doesn't feel warm and fuzzy anymore, and you're facing going to jail and losing everything you had in the world, going, what did I do wrong? Nothing. You're just a sheep. Your wool is long, and we're going to fleece you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they call it No Mercy for the Sheep of America.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to the real world. And because they control the press, it's never advertised, and the guy next door never knows why you got fleeced. As long as he's entertained, he really doesn't care. Until it's his turn. And the Nazis did it all over Europe. World War II. And World War I. In Russia. In China. And it's happening here right now.
Let me ask you, based on that statement right there, I understand there's somewhere between 170, 190 camps, concentration camps, whatever, set up around the United States.
6.1 million people are in prison today, and 25 million are on probation. That's 1/10 of our population is under arrest. Quote unquote contract violations.
Unicorp. But I understand that there's these concentration camps that will house 40 to 50 million people out there as the New World Order comes into existence. Are you?
Couldn't make a comment about that. That has nothing to do with what we're doing today. Yeah. You want to come to a seminar and do a subject matter argument, that's fine. But that's not what this is about.
Okay.
Anybody else got any questions? Otherwise, our two-hour court is now going into its sixth hour.
Can you diagnose a normal courtroom document just so everybody can see how it's done?
That's not an issue.
It's not an issue?
No.
Okay.
Diagnosing, this is about talking about procedures on the language.
Well, that's what I was thought it would be, is procedures of showing how the stuff is really fiction, proving it.
In other words, you want to write a sentence that is in fiction, identify and break it down as to why it happens?
Yeah, why it's fiction.
All right,
why it's not
that I guess that would follow. So, why don't you guys take a 5-minute break? We'll know why I write this up here, because I'm going to break it for a while.
What's the word for request, David? In a quantum.
No. Both master and all branches have defaulted on it. In other words, nobody set claim for it and flew in front of the UN for 10 days, so therefore they traversed with the articulation of the flag, and then we received our ambassadorships because we owned the flag, it flew in front, and they said, well, they're ambassadors. Where's your country? It says, there's only one country that has been left unclaimed on planet Earth. Courtroom. We hereby claim the courtroom under maritime law of salvage, Title 46781. We own the courtroom.
So then,
because the courtroom is the land of contract, contract must be in the truth. We are the only people in the truth, so therefore we're the only person to ever file a claim for the courtroom. We now own the courtroom.
So then, if we learn your system, then do we become ambassadors of yours?
No, you just get to use the courtroom in the truth, and what you say then has validity.
Yes, but if you own the courtroom,
without it, you're a liar.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have that and you're the owner of it, or then
I became the owner of in the truth because of three to the world views.
Okay.
In other words, the government wanted to silence in the truth.
But you think that opens up a whole new venue now that you give the right for anybody
to be saved from their own ignorance.
Okay. What does the word sick after something mean?
That it means that it is a duplication of their identity without modification and a removal from my quantum. In other words, I have to communicate with their fiction.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not addressing their fiction because fiction and fact can never touch each other. They don't exist. I mean, they can't exist on the same plane, but they respect each other. It's called treaty. I didn't ask them permission for who I am. They didn't tell me that I had permission to be who I am because fiction can't identify truth. So I, through the process of claim, I filed a claim for my existence with the claim of the life, and had two other people with claims of the life also certify. Together we make three. Two for certification to certify the one. And as a class action, we claimed as a class action, which can't be vacated. The truth, in the truth.
So now this claim for life that's in that booklet there, I noticed it was on your website.
Right.
What do I do? Just download that and then
right.
fill it out and
right.
have, say, somebody like Terry or somebody else around here
right.
that would verify it?
Yeah, stay with, Terry and the group that they're with and that. You can study
Correct.
With these guys.
First thing
you've done
is make sure it's right. And the second thing
you do is... And study with them and they will bring you up to speed. Because it's good that if they can teach you, because a teacher always learns three times more than a student. You know why? Because a student always needs something explained three ways to him before he understands it. It's a triangle. It's a view. It's different views.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have three-dimensional perspective of understanding. And that's what makes a teacher and a student. You've got to be a good student before you can be a good teacher.
Right.
Once you're a teacher, you learn three times faster than a student. All right, what we've done here is I've taken a document. We, the people of the state of New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Providence, Plantation, Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia, and both North and South Carolina, New Jersey, Rhode Island, and New York, and New Hampshire all have hyphens in their names. And Georgia, do ordain, declare, and establish the following constitution for the governments of ourselves and our posterity. Article 1, 2, 3, and 4. This is Article 4 I have up here. Section 7. This was dated on 1787, August 6th, by George Washington. Okay, now, when this says when this was put together, this was photocopied. We went to Pennsylvania. We photocopied this from original documents. When you have writing, the font of writing changes jurisdiction. If you notice, the we is nice and big. So the W is removed because it doesn't have joinder with the E. So E doesn't have a definition here. And so we the people doesn't be we doesn't become the preposition. Now here, remember I told you that we is a condition of voting, a condition of rules, condition of things coming together as the assignment of authority of prepositions. Here they use we as a pronoun, which means it's no noun because they changed its condition of font. The then becomes the adverb modifying the we pronoun in front of it and the people verb after it. All these men who signed this were Masons. And they took the people that they were to represent and turned them into verbs in fiction and then wrote and constructed this document. Now this document falls under this jurisdiction that no law or fact should be tried in court. So the same rules that apply here is we have future, the future tense of shall and the past tense of try. We have the future tense of shall and the past tense of from. We have from used twice here. We have supply, ends in ed, which is also in past tense. We have no law or fact. No is a negative modifying the verb law and the verb fact. We have a negative re-pre. Re means no, pre means no, and sent is contract, sent it. We have a negative three, executive. EX means no. Execute. I don't know how we would pronounce that. Executive.
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 Executive. Executive. I have to look that one up. Executive. Authority. But it's a condition as a modifier, so it's colored because EX means no. It's a negative modifier of authority, which still becomes a pronoun. The facts have been changed. Now here we have a prepositional phrase, 5, 6, 7. We also have another one up here, in the house, 5, 6, 7. Now, and we have in the representation. Again, we have representatives and representation as a noun, but it's a negative noun. These two nouns, house and state, are geographical locations on the third rock from the sun, better known as Earth. They can't make Earth a verb because it was here before us and therefore has jurisdiction with no contract. The house is a geographical structure, which again is a noun. It sits upon the Earth. And as well as the state, which is a condition of here, they didn't define what the state is. So therefore, it's still a geographical location. Here they're using it as a land state, but it's not a land state. It doesn't say state. It doesn't say land. The condition of state is contract. So the contract is still a three-dimensional object called paper, better known as a vessel. They could have called this word vessel as well as state, and they would have been correct. So vacancies now has no prepositional phrase in front of it, so it's a pronoun. And that one followed, the vacancy pronoun should have had a comma here, because a pronoun required had to have an adverb after it. Now, here's where the destruction takes place. In the house is a geographical location of representatives. This is a negative verb. If the house has an assignment of the negative verb, then the definition of the house as a representative is a negative verb. So the house is destroyed. Where is the condition of assignment? Mathematically, this can't exist. You have your adverb verb here. This has to be a 4
because the adverb modifies the pronoun in front of it as a negative now. And if house is a negative, by this fact, no longer exists as a positive condition of state. Therefore, it's no noun. Bringing these two into adverbs, the adverb modifies the pronoun. It's done with sleight of hand because they're using negative words. Okay, now mathematically, the adverb modifies the pronoun in front of it, the adverb. But this doesn't work. Adverbs can't make a house into a pronoun. That can be a two. Adverbs now can modify both directions. Now the fiction house has a fiction possessive. I mean, it has a fiction modifier. Because this here condition of modifying defines back to house. So now it's the mathematical procedure is correct. Shall is in future tense, but shall modifies the verb in front of it as well as the verb after it. Supplied stands alone, but it's modified by the adverb, which modifies the verb. The adverbs are modifying each other from the executive. Adverbs, modify adjectives. Adjectives create pronouns. Pronouns modify adjectives. Of the state becomes a prepositional phrase. In the representation also is a prepositional phrase, but remakes this into a negative noun. The adverb will not modify at this time because this noun stands alone, but it's still a negative noun, and we have no law and no fact. So we still have a no law, we have a no fact here, a negative fact. Adverb modifies verb, verbs modify, adverb modifies each other. And at last, the adverb modifies the verb happen. Is it a dangling parser? And there's no assignment. Therefore, we have a prepositional phrase articulating a condition of fiction. And if it's fiction, it goes back to no fact. Because a fact has to construct the sentence, continuance of evidence has to be absolutely there under maritime law, because this is a vessel in a sea of space, and it just got violated. So these individuals said, if you can believe this fiction, then people, you're all dead. You lack knowledge. You're innocent. You're wards of the state. The United States is in bankruptcy. Well, the United States is in domestic bankruptcy in 1787. It wasn't until September 17, 1789 that it became an international bankruptcy with Rothschild owning the title. And it ran for 70 years from that point forward. And what happened when the bankruptcy expired in 1859? The South, which was a sovereign nation, left the North, which came out of bankruptcy and was also sovereign. How did the Northern states annex the Southern states after 1859? They couldn't. The Southern states came out of the bankruptcy and left the North. They had gold and silver. They declared their independence under Articles of Confederation. The North filed their bankruptcy again with England and invaded the South, which was sovereign. But a sovereign corporation cannot be invaded by a bankrupt corporation called the United States of America. The Northern states. And the Civil War takes place. Civil War destroys the South. The North can't buy out its bankruptcy. And it goes back into bankruptcy for 70 years until 1929. In 1929, England announces it's going to close the banks. So the Great Depression starts. And the United States has to renew the bankruptcy a third time. Until 1999, the United States again announces it's going to come out of bankruptcy. England says they're going to close the banks and credit unions. But 99 cents on a dollar is controlled by MasterCard.
by the banks here in the United States, and computers take over. And at the stroke of midnight on November 2nd, 1999, there's a shift, and the computers take over all finance in the United States, all checking. And how much actual Federal Reserve